We've been talking about other municipalities on the show this week who are now putting their hand up saying, hang on a second here. You are now talking about putting $150 million on the table for Surrey so they can do their police transition. What about all these other municipalities that need money for policing and other priorities? Let's discuss now with my guest, Daniel Fontaine, City Councillor, New Westminster. Very pleased to welcome him back. Councillor, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Okay, first of all, Daniel, what do you think of this whole saga in Surrey, the never-ending story here? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, it certainly is has been described as a saga. I mean, we have a made-in-Surrey problem that now has resulted in a made-in-Victoria $150 million bailout. And I can tell you, as an elected official in a city with our own municipal police force that has many demands put on it, I must say I was quite perplexed by the decision, and I'll put that in air quotes, on Friday by the Solicitor General to not only recommend SPS, but also to throw $150 million on the table, as you indicated. And I actually think that figure might be low, Mike. That is a negotiating opening salvo. I mean, I'm assuming that the city of Surrey is going to ask for more than $150 million. Meanwhile, municipal police forces in Delta, Port Moody, New Westminster, other cities are all asking themselves, I'm sure, where's the funding for us who are also facing incredible policing challenges in our communities?
Okay, well, the city of Surrey has said, look, we understand the province wants us to switch to this new municipal police force, get rid of the RCMP, but it's going to cost a lot of money, an extra $30 million a year, minimum, maybe it's more than that, like you said. And the province has said, okay, don't worry, we'll help you pay for it. We'll put this pile of money on the table. Now, I've talked to other city councillors and mayors like yourself this week who are saying, wait a sec, what about me? Well, me too here. We'd like some more money too. But it's like in New West, though, you guys are not transitioning to a new police force, right? You've got the New West Police Department. So why would you get money? You guys are not transitioning to a different police department.
Well, as I said, Mike, this is a made in Surrey problem that should have been a made in Surrey solution, but we've got a made in Victoria bailout to the tune of $150 million. What we've got, this is around equity in police funding. So we're looking at municipal police forces across the Metro Vancouver. We just had, Mike, somebody pull out a gun a couple of weeks ago in downtown New West and started shooting at people on downtown street. We're all facing these incredible policing challenges. And meanwhile, the province has committed a minimum of $150 million into Surrey policing. Wow. Right across the river in New Westminster, our police force is getting absolutely nothing. So I guess that's when that decision was made on Friday, it opened up a Pandora's box, and it opened up a bigger, broader discussion around investments in policing in Metro Vancouver. I appreciate that the city of Surrey wishes to move to SPS or not. That's up to them to make that decision, and it's up to the province to decide whether or not they want to commit $150 million. But as an elected official across the river, it's up to me to also ask the province, where is the funding for our police force? And so far, there's been nothing.
Speaking to New West Councillor Daniel Fontaine. Okay, let me play a clip here for you from Solicitor General Mike Farnworth, because he has heard you. He's heard these complaints from other municipal leaders in the region saying, hey, wait a second, how about some money for us here too? And here's what he has to say here. Listen to this. He says, look, we just gave you guys a pile of money here. Have a listen. Here's Mike Farnworth.
We have just given municipalities $1 billion this year in direct grants that they get to determine where that money goes in terms of infrastructure in their communities. And local governments were not expecting that. It's a significant cash infusion into local governments.
Okay, Daniel, how much did New Westminster get out of that $1 billion fund?
Well, before I respond to that, I think it's important to clarify what the minister said. He said the money was for infrastructure. It's not for police operations. It's not for city operations or day-to-day activities. It's for infrastructure. We have a massive infrastructure deficit in our city. We haven't built a new arena in the city of New Westminster since 1974. What the province did give us, along with all the other municipalities, is a share of $1 billion, and that was approximately $16 million for the city of New Westminster. But I will note with great interest that the city of Surrey received $90 million from that same pot of fund, in addition to the planned $150 million that they're now going to receive for their police force. So it's apples and oranges. It's actually conflating two issues to bring this issue of the of the $1 billion, completely separate, and it was for infrastructure, not for operations.
Yeah. Do you think, therefore, that when Farnworth keeps bringing this point up, like, what are you guys whining about here? We just gave you $1 billion here to municipalities. Is that what is that dirty pool? Like, is he trying to muddy the waters here when he does that? How do you characterize that argument?
Well, it's like I said, it's apples and oranges. And when I hear the minister, my response to the minister is thank you for the funding that you provided to the city for dealing with a small portion of our infrastructure deficit. But there was no funding in there for police. And as my understanding, there's no funding for city operations either. Yeah. The premier was very clear that that funding was to build pools, rinks, other community infrastructure projects. So to say that somehow the province is already given to police operations in places like the city of Northminster is simply not factual.
Okay, a lot of people looking at this situation in Surrey and saying, well, Surrey is getting a special deal here from the province. Let's play another clip here from the Solicitor General. Get your thoughts. So here's Mike Farnworth responding to that argument. If he's if Surrey's getting special treatment here, let's listen.
The province is not playing favorites. The province is dealing with a situation in Surrey which impacts not just Surrey, but all communities across the province, particularly those that are policed by the RCMP.
Okay, so he's saying they're not playing favorites by offering Surrey this money to get out of this policing jam, that Surrey's continuing to go with the RCMP, which the province doesn't want them to do, impacts other communities. They're especially if cities have RCMP detachments that maybe want to move to Surrey. Your thoughts?
Well, I could argue, Mike, we just had a report that came out within the last, I think, last week. The New West Police Department has lost 15 sworn police officers. They've been recruited away by the Surrey Police Force. That's the start. It's not over. We're likely going to lose more police. Yet the funding has all gone into Surrey. And so by adding additional funding into Surrey, that's likely going to exacerbate the problem with municipal police forces, not only in New West, but in Delta, in Port Moody, in Abbotsford, in other communities that are likely going to lose police. Yet there's no money on the table for us to be able to recruit and to retain our own police within our own communities. So to say that this is not this is a unique situation in Surrey, well, it's suddenly going to become very unique for a lot of other municipal police forces who are also losing police to the SPS. So this is complicated, but it got a lot more complicated on Friday when the $150 million was put on the table without any additional funding for other municipal police forces.
Councillor, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.